Well, thanks for joining us during this Easter week as we prepare for the resurrection of Jesus, celebrating that. We know that the resurrection of Christ is an everyday celebration in our life. Today, we want to look at John chapter 6, verses 66 through 69. The early followers of Jesus, they misunderstood him. They wanted a better temporal life. Jesus came to deliver them an eternal life. So many of the early disciples stopped following Jesus, and that's what our passage today talks about. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed, and we've come to know that you are the Holy One of God." So after Jesus fed the 5,000 with five loaves of bread and two small fish, a group of people became intent on following him. I mean, you would have followed him too if he fed you, right? They wanted to be with Jesus for sermon and a supper. Jesus confronted their motives, and upon explaining his mission, many turned back and no longer walked with him. With a large group of wannabe disciples away, Jesus questioned those who left everything to follow him. In today's passage, he asked, "Do you want to go away as well?" And their spokesman, Simon Peter, made it clear that they had no place to go. He confessed that only Jesus had the words of eternal life. The statement by Peter is piercing, isn't it? Even when obedience is hard, even when the journey is painful, even when we don't understand, even when the nights are dark and long, there's no one else to turn to. There's no other place to go. Only Jesus has the words of eternal life. Lord Jesus, you alone hold the words of eternal life. Your presence is the only place for encouragement and peace. So thank you for holding us close with your strong embrace, even when we feel like running away. We thank you and we pray in your name. Amen.